Sandy Ferris of the Bryan Independent School District. How goes things? How'd the holiday go?
Holiday was good. We're back busy as ever.
Well, let's get busy talking about how busy it is.
We've got a couple of things that we're doing right now. We want some community input on. Our budget survey is still active. It is available online. This is to help us figure out how we're going to trim $3 million from our budget for the upcoming school year. We do have a deadline of midnight Sunday, January 15th for people to respond to that. We're considering extending it just a little bit, and if we do that, we will publicize that date. We also have a process. We're taking nominees right now for our second annual Hall of Honor. This is the event that recognizes outstanding graduates from Bryan ISD. We have that on our website as well, also through the City of Bryan website. You can go to the Hall of Honor. There's a big picture right now on the main page of our website, bryanisd.org, and go to the nomination form and nominate someone worthy for that award. So then we've got Saturday, if you're hungry for pancakes. The Bryan High School Color Guard is having an annual pancake breakfast fundraiser. $7 all-you-can-eat pancakes. I think they've got sausage and bacon and eggs and that sort of thing available, too. You can have to-go plates. If you've got 10 or more people, they'll give a group discount. So 209-2560 is the phone number for that, 209-2560. I've got information about that on our Facebook page and the website as well.
I think it's pretty cool that you have a morning meal with entertainment.
That's right. The middle school and high school color guards will be doing live performances. And again, I've mentioned this before, but these are the groups that perform most familiarly at high school football games. But they actually do things all year long, and they're pretty creative, so it'd be a neat thing to see. And that's from 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. in the Silver Cafeteria at Bryan High School. And then finally, a real quick thing I wanted to tell people about. We are about to launch something we call Key Communicators. This is going to be an email that comes from the superintendent, Dr. Wallace, on a fairly regular basis, as needed. When we have information we want to push out to certain groups in the community, it could be realtors, city council, civic organizations. Anyone who wants to be a part of that Key Communicator group can get on board with that. We'll have information out on our website soon about that, on how to be involved. But we're just looking for more ways to get more information out. After looking at the responses on the budget survey, I read through 62 pages of those today. It's evident that there's a little bit of misinformation out there on how budgets are constructed. Just everything from some people think we pay school board members. We do not. Those are volunteer positions. And by the way, January is National or State School Board Recognition Month. So thank you, School Board, Bryan ISD. So anyway, we just think Key Communicators will be another vehicle to help keep our public more informed.
Well, you've mentioned some examples of misinformation or misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's also some surveys in there where there's some very quality and pretty deep responses also.
We've had some excellent feedback. There weren't a lot of questions on the survey, and I think some people were concerned that only some areas were mentioned as being looked at as far as cuts. That's not true. That's just some representative things that were listed there, but that's the last of part of the survey gives people a chance to write as much as they want, and we've gotten some excellent feedback so far.
All right. The other thing to bring up is that I had a chance to talk to your boss. He was part of the presentation at the food bank today and talked about the weekend backpack program at the elementary students who would otherwise pretty much go hungry during the course of a weekend.
That's right.
How the food bank helps out in that way.
So, that's a great program. We have it at 11 schools now.
And Dr. Wallace also mentioned that during the recent food bank campaign that it was a lot of the response from came from those buildings, from those families who received the weekend.
We have some of the most generous families and students and staff around. We were amazed this year. We were afraid it would be a down year because of the economy. We actually doubled our donation to the KBTX Food for Families Food Drive, over 20,000 pounds. And he's right. A lot of that came from some of those areas where this backpack program is in. So they understand the privilege they have of participating in that program, and they give back when they can.
And you can hear Dr. Wallace's comments with that story, which is posted on WTAW.com if you're interested.